Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. You may have heard us talk about the year 2043. That's the year that the U.S. Census projects that whites will no longer be the numerical majority in this country. But just because this country is headed toward a more diverse future doesn't mean that there aren't still places resisting that change and remaining overwhelmingly white. Places that author Rich Benjamin calls whitetopias.
A whitetopia is a county that is extremely white.
That's Rich. He's the author of Searching for Whitetopia,
an improbable journey to the heart of white America.
He also says whitetopias are places that grew significantly between 2000 and 2006.
And the third element of whitetopia is it has a je ne sais quoi, an ineffable look and charm to it that attracts white migrants.
So your land goes that way?
It does.
Quite a bit?
It goes out to the middle of the road. We're on 10 acres.
10 acres?
Yes.
In Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, near the Canadian border, I met up with the Boland family, Pat and Kim and their two children, Kelly and Jimmy. Like many families in Coeur d'Alene, the Bolands are transplants. They moved in 2001 from Los Angeles, where both of them worked in law enforcement, to the smaller, quieter life of the Idaho Panhandle.
I was scheduled for promotion, so I was excited. And the next day, the promotion list came out, and I wasn't on it. And it was removed because the list wasn't ethnically pure enough. And that really bothered me.
Did you feel that you were being discriminated because of the fact that you were a white man?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, based on those stories, wouldn't you feel that way?
Of the town's 46,000 residents, 92% of them are white, compared to 63% of the United States in general. In his own travels to Coeur d'Alene, Rich Benjamin talked to many residents who, like the Bolands, had come from L.A.
They're leaving communities where they felt social strife or where they felt sort of alienated because they heard so much Spanish, and therefore I came to Coeur d'Alene.
But of course, even whitetopias are not completely immune to diversity.
Coeur d'Alene reminds me of my little town in Mexico.
That's Patricia Gonzalez. She's a manager at Altilano's Mexican restaurant in Coeur d'Alene.
You get to know everybody, you know everybody, you know what everybody do.
But the town has not always been the most welcoming place for immigrants, non-whites, and even non-Christians.
The Zebulun up here is a symbol of the Aryan nations. That is your race.
In 1974, Richard Grint Butler moved from California to northern Idaho, near Coeur d'Alene, to start the Aryan Nations. This white supremacist organization was focused on creating a white haven in the Pacific Northwest. While never a powerful entity, the Aryan Nations did persist well into the 2000s. And 2 years ago, Patricia had her own run-in with some of Coeur d'Alene's white supremacists.
My brother came to me and said, "Hey, you know there is a KKK." I was like, "Yes, why?" Like, they coming over.
Patricia told me that at 11 a.m. that day, a group of about 8 men and women in their 30s and 40s, wearing black jeans and black T-shirts, lined up on the restaurant sidewalk holding signs.
What did the sign say?
"Keep America white." I was like, "What did I do wrong?"
But then something incredible happened.
Customers start coming. In less than 15 minutes, I have this place full of customers.
Despite Patricia's positive experience with the community, there is still something unique happening in places like Coeur d'Alene. The idea of whitetopia is still real, and it's still rooted in whiteness. And that, says Rich Benjamin, has unsettling implications.
I don't feel that these are innocuous, harmless pockets of Americana that we could just look at, you know, and be academically curious. Whitetopias do have an impact, even on those who don't live in them, because in many cases, the representatives of these community exercise political power way out of proportion than their actual constituents' numbers.
And be sure to check out this week's episode of our new television series, America by the Numbers, to find out how you can watch the episode, Our Private Idaho, on the World Channel and on PBS. Check your local listings or visit americabythenumbers.org.